people trying to be all kinds of things, but you can only be yourself. And that you can only find when you stop all doing. That is when everything stops. You drop everything. You are free of the past. Then you can get the glimpse of who you really are, and then start being that, living that. Tamani, how's it going? Good? How's the belly?
But I feel very grateful to you.
What?
I feel very grateful to you.
Why?
To help me to come back.
I'm useless for everything except that, and that is the best. That is the best. So if you can receive that, then I'm happy also. No, you see, the sun is out today, no? I told you. But if it's rain or if it's sun, who cares? You're up or down, you're flying high and going down, yeah? It's the same thing. No, it's sunny today, yesterday it was raining, then who cares? We are the same. Don't get lost in sun or rain, in up and down. And find that which is steady, that which is there all the time. Then only you are safe, otherwise you will always go up and down. Rain come, and stomach pain come, and stomach get go. Who cares? Don't get identified with that which comes and goes. Find that which is always there. Only then all these problems disappear. That's why I'm here, not to bring you back. Then this is what Krishna said in the Gita. I will tell you who is a sage. That is one who is compassionate to all beings, who harms no one, and whose strength is truthfulness. One who is free from envy, whose mind is poised in both joy and sorrow. That is what Krishna says. Who is poised in both joy and sorrow. And if you want to take that joy and sorrow all the way, then is life and death. One who is poised in life and death. and who seeks first and foremost the welfare of all, that is who is the sage. And that's what I'm trying to make you, with or without stomach pain. Just don't resist so much. Beloved Master Babaji, it has been waiting for a long time, but now I feel like sharing about my nakedness and vulnerability. I feel more and more open in a vulnerable way, which at times can be very tiresome and hard in my daily life. When I'm in places with other people, I feel more and more in my own system how others are feeling, and it is painful. Just a glance from someone or thinking about someone makes me feel the atmosphere and how they are doing. Sometimes it's even difficult to watch the news. Nowadays is almost only satsang and being in nature that feels good for my system. What's next for my system? It is tough in my daily life, but at the same time it feels like an opening for that which you are and for what you are sharing with me and reminding me of. Thank you for this opportunity of being with you, beloved Master, in humbleness and gratitude from your Kundan. That's what I said yesterday, Kunda. No, you are back now in satsang. And when people are back in satsang, then many times they realize, this is where I want to be. This, we talked about this yesterday, that you have to be careful more and more. Well, you don't have to, but it comes like this. It comes from yourself, and that is the only thing that is real, what is coming from you. Then you start feeling it. It has been waiting a long time, you say. Yes, I know. I know it's been waiting. Everybody is waiting for it, but everybody is so busy that they don't feel it. I've been waiting for you because you have been very good to be busy, being involved in all kinds of things, just to be busy. But no, this is coming from yourself now, and that is good. It has been waiting for a long time, but now I feel like sharing, because now you have something to share about. You start realizing that it's real. I feel more open and vulnerable, which at times can be tiresome and hard in my daily life. Exactly. But that's where you have to look at your daily life. What is your daily life? That's why again and again I go on reminding you that when you come close to me, you will change. Truth will change you. Because you have been living more and more unconscious before. No, when you start getting more sensitive, more conscious, more alert, then it has to be changes because you did many stupid things before. People who are sleepwalking, they don't know what they're doing. They are amazed that they did this. And that is exactly how it is when you wake up, you are amazed what you have done. But that is okay, because that was not you conscious, that was you sleeping. So now you start getting more and more. This is the responsibility I'm talking about. As you start getting more mature, more conscious, it will bring you responsibility. Responsibility for what? Responsibility for yourself. And this is what you are faced with now. When I feel more open and vulnerable, at times it can be very tiresome and hard in my daily life. But what do you do in your daily life then? This is exactly what I've been telling you. Then you have to decide, are you going to follow yourself? Are you going to follow the sensitivity, the vulnerability, the heart? Or are you going to go against yourself and be the old and still deal with that which is hard? I'm telling you, you don't need to prove yourself. You had enough hard time in your life. If you listen to me, stop. Otherwise, struggle. Like Buddha says, life is suffering. Yeah? Life is suffering if you are unconscious. And life is not suffering if you are conscious. But in between, there is a stage. Yeah? And many times this comes in many, many different levels. You have to face, you have to change now. You have to change consciously to what your own intelligence is telling you, to what your own sensitivity is telling you. That is what I mean by responsibility. Now your heart, your feeling, your consciousness is start talking to you. Then who are you going to listen to? Are you going to be the old, which is much more easy in one way, but then it will always be a struggle. Because no more intelligence has happened to you. So the best thing is to look really what is tiresome in your daily life. You are more than intelligent enough to create your life as you want. When I'm in places with other people, I feel more and more in my own system how others are feeling, and it's painful. Yeah. But this pain is good pain, because then you will start seeing, why do I go there? And why do I stay with these people? And you have to be aware, and many people have this old Mother Teresa thing, you're going to help everybody. Some people you can't help. They are just too dumb. They will never change. Just accept the fact. It doesn't matter if you sit and hold their hands for the rest of your life. It doesn't help. Because their consciousness, they are not in that stage of evolution. So they will never understand. The only responsibility you have is to take care of yourself and you be more and more conscious. And out of that consciousness, then life itself will show you what you should do. But then it's not from your idea what you should do. Then existence itself is using you. So this is good. Just a glance from someone or thinking about someone makes me feel the atmosphere and how they are doing. Yeah. This is how it is. It's almost only satsang and being in nature that feels good for my system. This is how it's bound to go that way. And you should dance because it is like that. Be happy about it. If you are ready to let go, then you are happy. If you still want to hold on to the old, then you are split. That is what always all the meditators, all the yogis, all the saints, all the sannyasins, all the wise people, they want to be in satsang. They want to be with those who knows. That is the best, that is the safest place. Or in nature, that is what I'm teaching you. And if this has come up, like this is the best, then drop the rest then. Or just do, like I say, what you need to do. To have enough money to be able to function in the world. But then everything changes. Whatever you need to do in life, you do. But that is not the focus. Before it was all those things that was the focus. It was you knew nothing about satsang, you knew nothing about sensitivity. It was something you just read in the books. This is how it's bound to be. Because here you are safe. That part of you is safe. Otherwise, who wants to go? Any intelligent person, if you had a good bath and you're very clean and nice, you don't jump into the sewer. Or do you? And that's how the sages are looking at people. Again and again, they jump back into the sewer. Why? And then they complain, oh, I'm so confused, I'm feeling so dirty. Yes, because you jumped into the sewer. And then you have a million excuses why you had to jump in. So when you come to that point that enough is enough, and you start feeling clean, you start feeling alert, you start being more and more sensitive, then you also become more and more conscious what you do then. Then don't pollute yourself, because it's a big work to clean yourself, to get rid of all that made you foggy. Then if you feel how it is to be sensitive, how it is to be clear, then be very alert not to start doing the same things again then. And that's how you go on polishing the diamond. Slowly, slowly you start learning, you start watching. Maybe I don't need to do this, maybe I don't need to do that. Like we were talking about yesterday, I always say easy is right. Like all Changtusu, he was the disciple of Lao Tzu. Now this is my old friends. Easy is right, he said. Then some people like Tamani, and they have struggled to understand it. Because they are difficult. You are difficult also. You've been very difficult. Everybody is difficult. You make it so difficult. Why is it difficult? Why is it not easy? Because you are difficult. And why are you difficult? Because you have so many things. You have so many things that you think you have to do. That what is important does not come forth. It is hidden under all these things that is so important. That is not important. And that's why it makes it difficult. It could be very easy, but then you have to get rid of all these things that makes yourself difficult. That is what I call the homework. So slowly, slowly, all more and more things that you thought you needed before, it leaves you. That's why I wanted to talk about this, because now you start seeing this. Be happy, allow it. This is how it's supposed to go. And if you have too much energy, channel that into more conscious things to do. Use it into the Sangha, into the commune, into the Buddha field. This is where we need the intelligence. It doesn't help. Don't throw pearls for swine, Jesus said. What did he mean? It doesn't. You don't serve somebody beautiful dish if they're used to eating just rotten cabbage. And this is how truth is. This is how people like Jesus see. You don't throw pearls for swine. You can't talk about the truth to people who are lost in the sewer. It's impossible. Throw them an old tomato and they are happy. Only when people are willing to come up and listen and prove themselves, then is worth to talk to them. And depending on how high your consciousness is becoming, then the more truth you can be given to you. A, B, C. So this is very important, because more and more people are and will become more sensitive. This is the way it's going. Don't make a conflict in your life. Just use this new energy, this new intelligence to do the changes you need to do. Because now at last you can start feeling, you can start listening to your heart, to your consciousness. Then follow it. My ways are hard and steep, but it's well worth it. Because why are they? Why is it difficult? Why are they steep? Because you are carrying too much stuff. So the more and more you are not difficult, means the more and more you are unburdening yourself, the more and more light you will be, the easier it will be to understand the truth, and the more and more easy it will become. Because I can tell you, if your whole life is just going to satsang and going in nature, then your life will be easy. I will promise you. You understand? Because look at how many other things before, when you first came, then only, oh yeah, in the weekend I go to satsang. Then 99% of your rest of your life is all the other stuff. No, everything starts changing. And that is very good, because no, you have different interests now. Things, you have different values. And the higher the values, the more you have to change, of course. But it's not even that you don't drop everything. It's your own understanding, your own intelligence that is showing you. Before you couldn't see, because you didn't have the intelligence to see it. You were still involved so much. Now you start seeing, allow it to happen. Then more and more easy. And that is how all wise people have very easy lives, simple lives. And that's why it's easy. It's difficult if you have all these things that you're involved with. Of course, but you have made it difficult. And you are afraid that it's going to be boring, or you have nothing to do, or all these things that your mind is, your whole image will disappear of who you are and what you are doing and how people perceive you and what the neighbors will say. Even some people are there. What will the neighbors say? So this is far beyond you, then you start getting freedom. People get locked up in all kinds of stupid things. And you know that from your own journey. So see the things as it is. Now it's time that you move on. Then when life is easy, everything becomes easy. Then you use more and more for your own evolution, for meditation, for going nature, go to satsang, finding all the creative things you can do, live quietly, then life becomes easy then. Because it's what you want. You start feeling what you want. What is your call? Not what other people expect from you, or what you expect from yourself. No, it's nothing to do with that. You're living more in tune. And everything in this existence is easy, is in tune, except human beings. How did that happen? Do you see any of the birds that have a hard time? Huh? They don't know how to go home at night. They are lost. No. Even little pee-pee-pee, they know exactly what to do. Do they want to go out dancing in the night to go to the pub? No. They go home. They are not confused. They don't have so much interest. They live. Everything is in tune. So human beings is the only one. And human beings is also the one that can go the highest. But they can also go low. And when human beings are low, like animals, then they are lost. When they go higher, then they are very happy. But then they have to let go of all the things that is unnecessary then. Then all that energy is freed up for other things to be done or not done. Because you have so much energy, it depends how intelligent you are, how you use it, and what you use it on. Many people sit their whole life thinking just about Wall Street. That's the whole mantra, money. They have nothing else. That is the poorest people. The richest people are really the poorest because they can't enjoy anything. They just think about something that is totally dead. And I know them. I know billionaires and still they want to make more money. I have studied them myself. One man, one of those Trump guys in New York, I was living in his house and then he was out for the weekend because I enjoyed his house on the beach and the hot tub and the swimming pool and the tennis court and his Porsche and everything. I enjoyed. Then he came in the weekend, at like very frantic, he and his wife. And then next day, suddenly, he got the message, he has to come back to the city. And such a hurry that he couldn't even drive. He had to get the helicopter. So he got the helicopter from the city out there, Long Island. And then if I could drive him to the helicopter. Okay. I enjoy it. And then he told me in the car, when he was fixing his tie and fixing his bag, "You are just so lucky. You can just be here," he said. And I said, "It's your house, man. Where are you?" But this is exactly, I've been studying it. It's my own experience. I've been studying, being friends with some of the richest people on the planet. And you don't get happy. This is how it is. This is really what he told me. "You are so lucky." And I said, "Yeah, I'm lucky, but it's your house." I couldn't believe it. But as soon as I said it in that way and looked him in the eye, then he got very uncomfortable. Then I could feel, no, I can't go any further. Then I'm pushing it. Because he didn't know what to do. He can't relax. He only has to do his money thing. This is the only joy in life. And what's the difference if you get 10 million more? It makes no difference. These are very the poorest people. You also say, "I realize that the radiation from the cell phone is also a strain. Even sometimes I keep it in my bedroom as an alarm clock. I'm totally exhausted when I wake up. This is also very, very good. This is how it goes. Because when you're getting more sensitive, then you start feeling more. I remember a long time ago, it must be 15 years ago when these cell phones, the first cell phone I had, and I was getting so hot. And since that moment, I don't like these things. I mean, even microwaves I never liked, because I felt it was very, you know, it's something they have in Star Wars. Why? I like to cook. And the microwave, you just put it in. But it's bad enough for the vegetable or the chicken or whatever you eat. But for the humans, it's the microwave. So of course, your brain gets cooked. And I'm sure in 10, 20 years more, many, many brain cancer will happen. But who cares? Because money. And look now, they are more attached to the cell phone. The teenagers, they can't live without the cell phone. Much more than boyfriend and girlfriend, the cell phone, that's the thing. So this is how crazy it is. So be happy that you start coming back. And maybe your brain will last 10 years more. Just the other day, no, we had many chaos. Where's Rishi Mangala? No, they survived the landslide. Because now it's also landslide and flooding here. Many places. We are safe, of course. But many places is disaster areas. But very small, not like big thing, not like in Japan last year, for example. Then you're taking big thing, no? But you have to be alert where you are, what you do. And then also they said that the phone net in Norway, somebody told me, who was it? Was it you, Premli? It was down, or the phones were down. And I was just laughing, up or down, it makes no much difference for me. But then I saw it on the news, this prime minister or something, they were complaining. Because, oh my, how could this happen? And I was thinking, where does this world going to? Like, it's the end of the world. The cell phone was down for 10 hours. And everybody was totally frantic. How could this, can we make sure it can never happen again? There was a very beautiful woman, Saint Katrina of Siena. Have you heard about her? From Italy. Where's Achal? There is hope, Achal. An enlightened saint, a woman, because the Italians, they are too busy, but the women is still some hope. An Italian enlightened woman, no? She's very beautiful. She lived 700 years ago. Maybe it was kind of wave then, because Hafiz also lived in that time. They should meet, but you know, the very big distance in those days. She says, I wanted to be a hermit and only hear the hymns of the earth and the laughter of the sky and the sweet gossip of the creatures on my limbs of the forest. I wanted to be a hermit and not see another face look upon mine and tell me I was not all the beauty in this world. She always had this pull from she was 6 years old, they said. She wanted to go out and meditate. She wanted to be in nature, because then she get away from all these ideas. And of course, in the old days, then the family, the village wanted them to marry very young. And she was 21 years old, she was still not married. And the Italian mama and papa was going crazy. You can imagine. At least Achal can imagine. Mamma mia. And 700 years ago, it was not like now, very traditional. Even now, many places, you know, you have nothing to see, say yourself. You have to get married. It's expected. But she didn't. She went against the family, against the parents. And that is also another sign for somebody who wants to be free, who wants to listen to themselves. You have to disappoint your family. You have to disappoint your parents. You have to so-called hurt them. Because you are listening to a higher truth. No, we can read about these people, no, we can enjoy them, no, we can appreciate them. But their own family, their own parents, they didn't like them. Society then didn't like them. It's always been like that. Only a few people understand. So she didn't want to get married and she escaped. And this is what she said, I always wanted to be alone, I wanted to be a hermit and only hear the hymns of the earth and the laughter of the sky. And that is what you are hearing when you are blissfully alone. Then even the sky is laughing with you, no? And the sweet gossip of the creatures on my limbs of the forest. I wanted to be a hermit and not see another face. Look upon mine and tell me I was not all the beauty in this world. Because when you have felt your own beauty, which is God's beauty or just consciousness, then everybody wants to pull you down. Everybody wants to pull you down because they have never felt it. So the more blissful you are, the more crazy you are in the eyes of the world, because they don't know about bliss, they don't know about beauty. And she says, for so many faces do that. They cage us, imprison us. And this is how it was for her 700 years ago. This is how it's always been like that. They try to cage you. They try to imprison you. They try to get you so-called normal again. Come down. Don't fly so high. These wings we have are so fragile, they can break from just one word or one glance that is void of love. So I just wanted to live in the temple of light silence. Because is it not true? The heart is so fragile and shy. Because is it not true, the heart is so fragile and shy. But who has this shyness of the heart? Who has this sensitivity of the heart? Who has this? Who is able to be so fragile? Everybody wants to be strong, everybody wants to be hard, everybody wants to make it. And that's why it's not easy. Because you are not in touch with the softness. And human beings are very soft. This is what I just wanted to live in the temple of silence. Because is it not true? The heart is so fragile and shy. And any heart that is coming back to itself. Wants to be in satsang in nature, I can promise you.